If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
We're living in this beautiful age of authenticity, and maybe it just feels like we are all looking for real and authentic more than we ever have before. Or maybe this is just something that we've always probably done, and now we have a term that we've all agreed is how to express it, which is authenticity. We're supposed to be yourself, live your truth, follow your bliss. And like, just do it. They're great slogans, but unfortunately, I think all too often they're quietly excusing and tolerating drift. Because be yourself can really mean anything. It can mean do the best that you can, be the best version of you, or it can just mean, you know, do whatever it is that you're doing or do whatever it is that you want. And those are not the same thing at all. One obviously leads to a fulfilling and meaningful life, and the other could just mean it's a life that never gets off the ground, and it's a person who's just stuck, you know, kind of going through the motions and going with the flow of life. And that's, I don't think, what it is that we're supposed to be doing. So today, I want to talk about a very old idea that cuts through, or can help to cut through, this modern mess, if it's okay to call it that. I think that it is. And those two words are, I am. When Moses asked God who he should say sent him, God doesn't give him his resume or talking points, a title, or any kind of a mission statement. He says, I am. Not I was, not I will be, just being itself. And then without delay, God assigns Moses responsibility. Not comfort. Not clarity on every step of the process, responsibility. And that order really matters. And here's how I hear it. I am as God made me and as he demands. And that it's certainly not permission to endlessly explore my feelings. It's a call to embrace your authentic self so you can carry your real responsibility. So it's a call to embrace you, so you can really carry actual meaningful responsibility in your life. Because you were made with certain abilities, certain tendencies, strengths, and burdens, and those aren't accidents. You didn't accidentally come with those. Those are assignments that were given to you. So I think it's a mistake to think about authenticity. It's not self-expression. Authenticity is self-management in service of what matters. Abraham Maslow said something that should be really unsettling to us. He said, what a man can be, he must be. So, potential is not a personality trait. It's not some kind of a vibe. It's not something to admire that you yourself have. Potential is a moral obligation. So, when you don't use your abilities, you don't just lose. The people you could have served also lose. Your community loses. The humanity is just in general. People lose also. And that's why self-actualization feels so good when it's done right, because it's not indulgent. It's in alignment. It's living an aligned life, doing the work that you are meant to be doing. Most people, we don't fail because they aim too high. Most people fail because they try to be palatable. They try to be liked. They try to live lives that are inoffensive. They don't want to offend anybody. And in the process, they just become bystanders in their own lives. Because if you know what you're here on earth to do and you refuse to act, you don't get peace. That's where quiet desperation lives. That's where quiet desperation comes from. You know, that Thoreau quote that most men lead lives of quiet desperation. I am, when you're living that out, it looks more like this. You have fewer commitments and you're taking those fewer commitments much more seriously. You have clear standards that you personally enforce. You operate with a sense of urgency that's not panic. You take a service approach without being a martyr. You stop asking, what do I feel like doing? And start asking, given who I am and what I've been given, what is required of me? That's leadership. That's self-management. That's doing your best. God doesn't explain himself. He reveals himself, and then he calls people to move. I am is not an excuse to wait. It is the reason to act. And you don't need perfect clarity. You don't need anybody's permission. You don't need to become someone else. You need to become who you already are, fully, deliberately, and in service of what matters. I am is not permission to be comfortable. It's a command to be responsible. You're not confused. You're not hesitating. You already know what you're capable of. You already know where you're hiding. You already know what you've been given to carry. I am is not meant and does not soothe you. It summons you. To remain small, once you know your measure is not humility, it's refusal. So act. Not loudly, not perfectly, but decisively. Become what you are or be haunted by what you refuse to become. So that's pretty heavy. Appreciate that, but you're strong enough to carry it. I've created a worksheet that goes along with everything that I just talked about. If you're interested in working through it, you can click on it in the notes of the show and you will get access to it. I also just wrote a book called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Actually Works. You can get that on Amazon. I'll link to that also. And then you can go to mymeaningfulfew.com and get some additional resources to help you become who you are. And of course, do your part by doing your best.